I just want to say that, you know, we really should be a threat. I think we really are a threat. I think we need to become more of a threat to the status quo.
Yes!
To the status quo that says black lives don't matter. To the status quo that says they enslaved Africans 500 years ago and continue killing people of color. Slavery to this fucking day. And we gotta say, yes, it is our cops. It is every single cop. Because they uphold an institution of white supremacy. The very first cop station in this country were slave patrol. It was the slave patrol, and many ways it continues to be that way today in our community. So we really should be a threat. And when we say hands up, we say fight back. Hands up,
fight back.
Hands up,
fight back.
Hands up,
fight back.
Because this won't be over until the purple gets out of our neighborhoods, out of our communities. We won't apologize. And we don't have to be peaceful. We won't be peaceful, in fact. We're tired of being peaceful while you kill us, while you murder us, while you rape us, while you deport us. How dare you say that we need to be peaceful? We gotta be a threat. We gotta start becoming more of a threat because we gotta take them all out. Fire every single one of us. Get over our hurts.
We have the power.
Now, don't misunderstand me when I say I am not a threat. If my back is turned to you, I am not a threat.
All right.
But let it be known, if my front is shown, the fight is real.
Pedro Rios is here. 14-year-old boy murdered by police. Is his family here? Did one of them want to speak? Justice Howe family. Come forward. Come forward.
Justice for justice! Justice for justice!
Justice for justice!
Justice for justice!
Justice for justice!
Justice for justice!
Pedro Rios is here. These are his two younger brothers, Edwin and Mauricio. His mother is here. It's unfortunate what had happened to my nephew. Cops didn't have a right to take his life. Not at all.
Pedro deserves life!
Everybody needs to stand together today for everyone who's lost their lives by the police department. Pedro Rios Jr. was an amazing child, and we miss him dearly. Thank you.
Pedro deserves life! Justice for Pedro! 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 Justice for
Pedro! Yes, we also have Mark Clemens here. He's one of the torture victims of John Byrd for 28 years. Make some noise, make some noise, make some noise! Hands up! Hands up!
Hands up!
Hands up!
Hands up!
Hands up! Hands up!
Don't shoot!
It is a shame that in America that we can constantly seem to spend millions and millions of taxpayer hard-earned dollars for police shootings. Why? There's no accountability.
Why?
There's no accountability in this building over there. Why? Because the people fail to realize that it is you who have the power, not them.
Stand up.
This morning, the Finance Committee approved a $20 million reparation package for Chicago police torture victims, category John Byrd's torture victims. I believe that every individual in the city of Chicago that have been a victim of torture must be compensated by the city of Chicago. $20 million is a start, but it also represents as one of the lowest reparation packages in U.S. history for over, some say, 114 victims, some say 157, some say over 200 victims of torture. When you allow a community to be victimized, what you get